An outstanding season, boys. And they've had a little bit of a time off here after their big run at the Ellsworth Invitational last Thursday, and they'll be headed southward to Garden City coming up here on Saturday for that invitation. We got the doubles team, number two doubles team, but they have had a really good run here this year so far, and we got Dylan Duff, Dante Franco coming up here, and we're going to start with Dylan here. How you doing this evening? How about I turn your mic on? I'm doing good, thank you. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to mute you, man. You've made the transition to doubles here this year, and how's that been for you?
It's going pretty good so far.
All right, yeah, I would say so. You guys haven't dropped a match. You guys are still unbeaten from what I understand. You're going to put that to the test come Saturday, but making the transition, what's been the biggest change for you?
Just knowing where to stand and communication.
Hey, are you liking this doubles thing better?
Yes.
All right. You know, and you've worked with Dante here all season long. It feels like you guys have been teamed up together. And what's the communication been like with you guys?
It's just we always have good chemistry, and we just talk really good together.
All right. And how's the practices? I mean, they got to be pretty competitive, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they are.
All right. What's been probably your best attribute this year playing doubles?
Probably just being able to keep the ball. Like, I'll go back, he'll go front, and we'll just keep the ball in play.
All right. And you had a big win, Ellsworth, last Thursday, playing number two doubles. What was that like?
It was really fun. And we didn't know what was going to happen when we just came out on top.
You know, sometimes just when you play freely like that, just good things happen, don't they?
Yes.
What would you like to see as you move forward here through the rest of the season?
Hopefully go 1-2 with our other doubles team at GWAC and qualify as a high seed for state.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you here, and should be an exciting time for you here, Dylan. Congratulations on a good start, and good luck to you here the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Dylan Duff, and we'll get the other junior, Dante Franco, joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, pretty good.
All right. Well, you're still in the doubles, which is, you know, that's been a good thing for you here. And how's the season been? It's been pretty, seems like it's been pretty exciting.
It's been pretty exciting. At the beginning of the season, I was playing with Aiden for two meets, and then we just started switching things up, and I started playing with Dill, and we just came out fast and strong, and we've just been explosive since.
All right. You've learned a lot from last year to this year. What's the biggest thing that you've probably learned the most?
My forehand for sure. That's gotten way better. My serve has gotten better. My backhand's still working on that. I mean, it's gotten better, but it's still not, you know, the number one thing to go to, so.
All right. You don't talk to your backhand, do you?
No. I don't talk to it.
Okay, good.
I whisper to it.
So. Oh, you whisper to
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, you had your really big test last Thursday at the Ellsworth Invitational, and you passed that test. You won the whole meet there, beat, I believe, Classical in the final round there. And what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, our first two games, we just came off explosive, and me and Dill, we just wanted to carry that momentum into that last one because we knew they were a good team, and they were coming from a good school, so we just had to come off explosive. We dropped a game early, and I just didn't like that, so we just came out explosive after that, and we just subtracted all the, you know, unnecessary errors, and we just came out on top.
All right, yeah, and that's exciting. What does that do for your confidence without trying to maybe feel overconfident?
Well, I think it just makes us feel good in general, just beating a good team like that, and, you know, just being able to, you know, stay with them and come out on top and beat them. So, yeah.
All right. Season's going fast. You get Saturday, and then you get another meet next week, and then a league, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's regionals. Can you believe how fast it's going?
Yeah, it's going by fast, yeah.
All right. Well, Dante, congratulations on a great season so far. Good luck to you coming up here throughout the rest of this year.
All right. Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Dante Franco joining us here, and we'll get to talk here with Coach Jansen here as he'll get the headset on. Varsity having a little time off here out of this fast-paced spring season. They will go to Garden City on Saturday. Well, Coach, let's recap a little bit last Thursday. Good showing for you guys at Ellsworth there, and that was probably, I mean, one of your toughest, if not your toughest at the point this year, tournament, and you guys had to feel pretty good about where you were when you left on Thursday night last week.
Yeah, we felt good. Got some matches on or one match win against Wichita Classical with our number two doubles here. And everybody else walked away in their matches against them, thinking, you know, maybe we could have won that match. And not displeased with the play, but we knew it came down to a few points here and there, and maybe we could have came out on top. So being able to compete with one of the top teams in the state says a lot about these guys.
And, you know, your bar was already pretty high this year coming in. After that, does the bar maybe get raised a little bit more?
Yeah, I think so. We're out there competing against guys that mm-hmm. are going to be medalists at state. Houston had a fairly large loss against the kid from Wichita Classical. I think it was 2-8. But even he walked away going, oh, I could have got a couple more games on him, and I'm out here hitting with him every point. So, you know, sometimes a loss against a good player brings the best out of you, and it shows you can compete against some of the best.
And you guys were in second place, just a few points behind Wichita Classical there in the team race there. But you guys are a lot of seconds and thirds there against some really good competition. I think Central Plains was there too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, that was the first time we got to see them, and Concordia and Abilene are mm-hmm. new competition for us this season.
Okay, well, seeing, you know, Central Plains, that was big considering they're going to be in a regional opponent.
Yeah, we didn't match up with them straight across just because it was bracket play, but number twos held their own against them and beat them, and then if nothing else, we got some indirect wins over them, so got some high praise from their really good, strong coach, and you know, I told the guys when it comes down to a vote for a seed at regionals, leave no question that you deserve it when some of these coaches that are going to be in our regional see you play.
Well, Saturday you head southward. It's going to be a little cooler. You get to take on that Garden City tournament there, and you guys come in, I believe, as a defending meet champions, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But that's always going to be a good test for you guys here on Saturday.
Yeah, good, tough Western Kansas meet. Yeah, good mix of area schools that we haven't seen, like Meade. They'll be in our regional. It'll be the first time we see them. Larned's coming out this year. First time we see them on the season. And then, of course, all the WAC schools will be there. So, you know, number one goal is to walk away champs again. But number twos have a great – it's an open format. So our number twos get a chance to play against the number ones and hopefully pick up some wins.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun there. Saturday in Garden City there at the high school. And Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here. Thanks again, Coach, for the time. And good luck to you guys coming up on Saturday.
Thank you, Adam.